Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 5. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'll cover the basics of how to get the most out of your website. If you don't have a website, this episode is definitely for you, but even if you do currently have a website, this episode will give you ways to improve your website's performance. I work closely with a lot of Live and Teach Guitar members to help them improve their websites, so I know how much can be done to improve your results. I've seen a lot of poor websites along with a lot of good ones, and in this episode I'll share with you how to avoid mistakes and get the most out of your website. The first thing we'll look at is why you need a website in the first place. It still surprises me how many guitar teachers don't have their own website at all. By not having your own website, you're basically invisible to a huge number of potential students. In the past, when somebody wanted to learn guitar, they would either look in the local newspaper for teacher listings, look on a community board, or check out Yellow Pages. People in general don't do that anymore. Now, when somebody wants to learn guitar, most of the time they will jump online and search Google or one of the other search engines. While it's possible that when somebody searches on Google, you may show up in a teacher directory or your social media accounts may appear, but you have the best chance of being seen with your own website. This is because you have full control over the content of your website and you can adjust everything, which is flexibility you don't have with a directory listing or your social media accounts. So if you don't have a website yet, make a commitment to set one up as soon as you can. If you want to build your career as a guitar teacher, it's essential that you have your own website. Before I go into detail on how to set up your website properly and get the most out of it, I want to mention one common mistake I see guitar teachers make with their websites. The mistake is to treat your website like a brochure. This is when you have 3 or 4 pages with some basic promotional information and a few photos. You might have a welcome page, an about me page, a page listing your lesson policies, and a contact page, but little of anything else. If that sounds like your website, this podcast is definitely for you. Having a website like this isn't enough to stay competitive anymore, and at worst case, it's going to get you ignored. The first problem is that people expect far more than a type of brochure when they visit your website. You'll actually be turning potential students away with a website that looks like a brochure. The other problem is that if you use your website as a brochure, you won't even show up in the search engines. Google and the other search engines see these type of websites as low quality and won't display them in the results at all. So the first point to remember so far is that if your website currently looks and feels like a brochure, you need to take action to fix it. While it was acceptable in the past to have websites like this, it's not good enough anymore. If it takes you 5 minutes to create all the content for your website, that's a sign that you haven't done enough. So if a basic website with a few pages and photos isn't enough to get the results you're after, then what is? While there are many different ways you can use your website, what we're aiming for is a website that's much more than a few paragraphs about you and your lessons. The aim is to create content on your website that is directly relevant to your ideal students, and to demonstrate why you're the best teacher for them. For example, if you teach blues guitar to beginners, if somebody landed on your website wanting to learn blues, what's going to convince them to book in lessons with you? A basic website with general information just like any other guitar teacher's? Or a website filled with articles and videos demonstrating your blues expertise and how you're the person to see for blues lessons? My point is that if you set up your website the right way, no other guitar teacher will be able to compare against you. On the other hand, if your website looks and feels like every other guitar teacher's site, you're going to have to work much harder to win the same students over. Okay, now that you have a general idea of what to aim for your website, let's look at a few different aspects to creating an effective website. The first aspect we'll look at is design, as it's the first thing people normally think about when setting up their own website. I just want to mention that don't spend too much time thinking about design, as there's far more important things to worry about. The key point to remember with design is to keep it basic. Cluttered websites heavily filled with images and design elements will actually work against you. Simply choose a theme for your website that makes it easy for visitors to find the information they're looking for. To take an extreme example, look at Craigslist. It might be the ugliest website around today, but it works. It loads fast and makes it clear where to go next. Your website's design should allow the same ease of use. The next aspect is closely related to design. It's called usability. Usability is how easily somebody can navigate your website. If your website is confusing to use and takes people a while to figure out where to go to find relevant information, what will happen is people will actually click the back button and check out somebody else's website. It's as simple as that. So from a guitar teacher's point of view, usability is really important. When you do get it right, you will receive more inquiries from potential students, which should lead to more new students for you. And when you get it wrong, it means that those students are going to your competitors. There's a wealth of information available online on website usability, so I won't go into detail here, because it's a topic that's constantly changing. For now, simply make a note that you need to look into usability and do a review of your website's usability. Live and Teach Guitar members can check out the guide BWS06 for some basic information, or you can request one of our website analysis reports, and we'll explain exactly what problems we find and how to fix them. If you're a member, I recommend you request the report, as it will save you the hours needed to research the topic on your own and to figure out how your website stacks up. Let us do the work for you and give you recommendations on how to make improvements. So once you have your design sorted out and using proper usability principles, you can then look at what to actually include on your website. The type of content you create depends on what services you offer and what type of students you teach. In other words, when you write your content, always have your ideal students in mind. So for example, if you want to teach blues to beginners, make sure your pages actually talk about blues and anything else that will be relevant to those students. Okay, so let's run through a few typical pages you can set up on your website. First is the About Me page. This is the page that so many guitar teachers get wrong. This page actually isn't about you at all. It's got nothing to do with you and everything to do with your students. Don't treat your About Me page as your own autobiography. Potential students probably don't care what schools you attended, what sports you play, or what your dog's name is. Instead, think about this page from a potential student's point of view. Why do you think people click on the About Me page in the first place? People click on these pages not to find out about your history, but whether you're the right person for them. Reading about your pet dog or the bands you formed 10 years ago is irrelevant information from a potential student's point of view. So how do you write a good About Me page? It's actually simple. All you need to do is use the word you 4 or 5 times more often than you would use the words I or me. In other words, frame everything around the student instead of yourself. As an example, instead of writing, I received my master's degree in music in 2008, try writing, my master's degree in music will help you learn faster as you will learn the most relevant music theory, techniques, and practices taught in university. With that simple change in wording, suddenly the potential student sees the value in learning guitar from you. A degree turns from something listed in your history into a way for the student to learn faster and easier. It takes a bit of practice to learn how to write like this, so don't expect everything to be perfect on your first attempt. If you have trouble framing a part of your history as a benefit to the student, it's a sign that you shouldn't be writing about it at all. Only include information that's directly relevant to your ideal students. You're always better off to have a small amount of highly relevant information rather than a lot of irrelevant information. The next page to consider is your available times or timetable page. This is a page a lot of guitar teachers leave out, and it's a mistake. Imagine that a potential student checks out your website and is considering getting lessons. They contact you using the form on your website, and over the next 3 days you email back and forth working out what time would suit the student. That's not really good service, nor does it leave a good first impression on the new student. As an alternative, imagine that you have your timetable available on your website. Now the potential student can simply check out what times they're available, and if they find a suitable time, they simply send you one email saying, "I'll book in my lesson for such and such a time." Why is this such an important difference? It's so important because it makes the decision simple for the student. Instead of having to wonder whether you even have time available, they simply look at your timetable and book something in. It also creates a sense of urgency in the visitor's mind. They can see the suitable time available, and they know that unless they take action right now, somebody else might take that spot. So it's a great incentive for potential students to actually take action and book in a time with you. So I highly recommend you include your timetable on your website. But at this point, you might be thinking that it's too much work to constantly update a timetable on your website. Please don't let that stop you, as it shouldn't really take more than 5 minutes a week to keep your timetable up to date. It's such a simple feature to have available and makes a big difference to any potential student checking out your site. So make sure you do include it. The next page I'll talk about is the home page. This is the first page that will be seen by a large majority of visitors, so it's important to get it right. While your home page is important, it doesn't mean that you should fill it up with information. That's what the other pages are for. The actual purpose of the homepage is to help a visitor decide where they should go next as quickly as possible. Your homepage has about 3 seconds to help a visitor make that decision before the person hits the back button and checks out somebody else's website. So my biggest tip for your homepage is to make it as simple as possible. It should load quickly and make it as easy as possible for a visitor to choose where they should go next. There's a lot of things that you can do with your homepage, but I'll keep things simple by offering a few easy tips. First, get rid of any Welcome to So-and-So's Guitar Lesson website headings and any welcome introductions. If you have a big heading labeled Welcome, get rid of it and replace it with something more relevant to your ideal students, such as Blues Guitar Lessons in Town X. Second, set yourself a maximum limit of about 300 words for the homepage, because people don't really read homepages anymore, they skim through them. Make the page so clean and simple that a visitor can glance at the page and straight away know that A, they're on the right website, and B, it's clear where they should click next. Third, hide any social media buttons. This might not make sense at first, but think about it this way. If a stranger walked up to you and said, "Hi, I'm John Smith, like me on Facebook," how would you think you're going to react? If you're like me, you'll probably back away slowly. Don't do the same thing with your website. Although it may look pretty having all the different colored social media badges and symbols lined up on your homepage, it's not a good spot to place them. You first need to demonstrate why somebody should follow you on social media. You haven't built up enough trust yet when somebody first sees your homepage. Not only have you not built up any trust at that point, but those extra buttons and badges actually distract the new visitor. Do you really want to send that person away to Facebook or Twitter, or do you want to keep them on your website to read more about you? So get rid of all social media buttons and badges on your homepage. By all means, place them on every other page on your website, but keep the homepage clear. Fourth, include a good quality photo of yourself holding a guitar or in a lesson with a student. Think about this question. Is your website about selling your guitar lessons? Actually, it isn't. It's about selling you as a guitar teacher. Students aren't signing up to your lessons. They're signing up to you as their teacher. By including a photo of yourself on your homepage, it helps you build trust and credibility with the potential student. Ask somebody you know with photography experience to take a good quality photo of you and use that. You want to look professional as it's the first impression you will have on the potential student. And the fifth tip I'll mention is don't use any generic photos such as guitars leaning against an amp or a random child holding a guitar smiling. You know the type of photos I'm talking about? The ones that look like they were taken in a professional photography studio? Please avoid using them on your website. You want to come across as authentic to your potential students, and using generic photos won't help you do that. If it's obvious that you simply pulled the photo off some website, it won't help you build trust and credibility. Only use photos of you, your students, or your location. Your photos don't need to be perfect and polished, they just need to be authentic. Potential students will look at photos to get an idea of the real you, and they can't figure out who you are if you hide behind stock photos. Worst case, if you don't know anyone good with the camera, hire somebody to come out to your teaching studio and take photos of you there. That should be enough tips to get you started. There are so many other things you can do, but as long as you get the basics right, you'll be happier with the results. At this point, if you don't already have a website, you may be wondering how to get one started. I want to avoid talking about specific platforms here because over time these will change and make this podcast out of date. So I've included basic information on current website builders and options on the page for this episode. Check out liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-5 and download the included PDF for detailed information on building a website. This will be updated over time as new options become available. Okay, to recap so far. First, having a website is essential for every guitar teacher because it's the only online resource that you have complete control over. Without a website, people won't be able to find you, which means you're going to miss out on a lot of potential students. The biggest mistake people make with their websites is to treat it as if it was an online version of a brochure. Throwing together a few pages isn't enough to remain competitive anymore. When you set up your website, you want to keep the design as basic as possible to avoid distractions, and you want to focus on using good quality usability principles. Usability is important because if people get confused when navigating your website, they'll leave. It's as simple as that. And finally, the content you have on your website should be directly relevant to your ideal students. Avoid talking about yourself and instead focus the content on the student and their needs. So you've got your website set up and you've spent time creating your content. Job done, right? Well, unfortunately, it's not that easy. This is the point where most guitar teachers stop working. The thinking is that if you have your website set up, people will find it. While that's partially true, by not actively working on promoting your website, not many people will actually find it. You want your website to rank really high in search engines and be displayed in front of as many people as possible in your area. The best way to achieve that is to actively work on promoting your website and work on building traffic to your site. Here's the way to think about it. If your website gets no traffic, Google and the other search engines will think that it's a low quality site and won't rank it high in the results, which in turn means that not many people will see your website. On the other hand, if you can get the ball rolling and get some traffic to your website, the search engines will start to recognize it as important and will rank it higher for certain search terms. And as your website starts to rank higher, more people will see it and more people will visit it. So it sort of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, where websites with good traffic rank higher and higher, which in turn brings in more visitors. So the key message here is that you want to build traffic to your website if you want your website to be seen in the search engines. You know that traffic is important, so now let's look at how you can actually build it. Before I go through some strategies, I want to mention something I covered in episode 1 of this podcast. In that episode, I explained that any marketing method can work if you use it properly. So before you start thinking, what's the best method to bring in traffic? Just remember that you should choose a method that suits your skills and that you feel confident in using. Okay, so let's look at a few basic strategies you can use to build traffic to your website. The first strategy is the simplest option. You simply ask your friends and family members to share your website link for you. Ask them to post messages on social media asking their friends to share it for you and hand out stacks of business cards to spread the word. You already have a large network of people who are willing to help you out, so you may as well put that to use. Simply ask people to help you out. For some teachers, this is all that needs to be done to give your website a jump start. I recommend asking your friends and family to use social media to spread the word because the search engines will pick up on every time your website address is shared. This was explained in episode 4 as social proof. Don't expect great results from this strategy as you're unlikely to reach your target audience through family and friends. Just use this method as a simple starting point. The second strategy is using social media. If you do have social media accounts for your guitar teaching business, you can focus on promoting your website through those accounts. This was discussed in episode 4, so listen to that episode for more details on how to use social media. The third strategy is actually very simple and usually gets good results. You simply list your website in as many free music teacher directories as possible. I don't recommend paying for premium listings, as I haven't seen any hard evidence to show that the money spent actually brings in more students compared to a free listing. With directories, not only will it be easier for students to find you, but the search engines will see the links from the directories and take those into account when working out where to rank your website in the results. So if you're already listed on a few directories, make sure that you include a website link on each one to help you out. The final strategy I'll suggest is using paid ads. For most teachers, I don't recommend using ads, but in certain situations, they can be effective. If you know how to use ads properly, you can achieve good results. But unless you're desperate to get new students, I would avoid using paid ads because you can get great results from free methods. When I talk about ads, I mean online ads such as the ones you see in Google search results or the text ads on some websites. Most social media platforms have options for advertising as well, so that's another option you can look at. But if you put in some effort with your other strategies, you shouldn't really need to worry about using paid ads. Okay, so at this point you've created your website and you've started generating some traffic. The question then becomes, what do you want people to do when they visit your website? Obviously, the main goal is for potential students to contact you to book in a lesson, but not everybody will make that decision straight away. It's very hard to convince somebody the first time they read about you to sign up, so that means that a large majority of potential students will leave your website at some point. Some may come back at a later time and contact you, but a large majority won't. This is a problem because you will never know how many new students you've already missed out on for this reason. So we want to set something in place that before a potential student leaves your website, you have a way to follow up with them or remind them to come back. I'll mention two ways you can achieve this. First is to use your social media accounts. Set up links to your social media accounts so visitors can follow you in one click. That's an easy way to connect with potential students before they leave your website. Then the next time you send out a post to your followers, Your post will serve as a subtle reminder to those potential students to come back to your website and to contact you. While social media can be effective as a reminder for these potential students, there's a far more powerful method you can use. It's email. The basic idea is pretty simple. You add a sign-up form to an email newsletter on your website, so anybody interested can easily enter their email address and sign up. I won't go into detail on this topic because it's such a big topic, I'll probably do an entire podcast episode on it in the future. For now, the point I want to make is that you should be building an email list from your website. Members can read through the guide EXP04 for more details on why this is important, but for everybody else, an email list is one of the most effective ways to build your future as a guitar teacher. You can use both methods explained together, or it's up to you whether you want to use one or the other. The main point is that you need to have some way to follow up with visitors after they leave your site, or else you'll never see them again. Okay, so this episode covered a lot of different aspects to running an effective website, and hopefully you already have a few things in mind that you can do to get more out of your website. If you don't have a website yet, you now have a basic blueprint for all the essential aspects to an effective website, and you can get started on creating yours. On the other hand, if you already have a website, use this information to review the way you're currently using your website and to make improvements. The PDF for this episode breaks down the information covered here and provides you with a list of resources you can use to take action. As platforms, plugins, and website practices are always changing, the PDF will be updated regularly. The PDF is available at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-5. I highly recommend members request one of our website analysis reports, as it will provide you with a complete overview of your current website and what you can do to improve it. Quite a few times, our reports have identified serious issues with a teacher's website that the teacher didn't even know about. A few members have told me that the report on its own makes membership worthwhile. So if you want to get the most out of your website, request one of our reports and we'll help you out. If you have any questions on websites in general, use the contact form on the page mentioned and I'll be happy to reply to you. My name is Aaron and thank you for listening to episode 5 of Live and Teach Guitars podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'll talk to you next time.